The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Talk about intimate communication. Researchers have found that ants pass along chemical signals with their nest mates by sharing saliva. Previously, ants were thought to engage in the saliva swapping, or trophallaxis, mainly as a way of sharing food. But trophallaxis occurs in other contexts, such as when an ant is reunited with a nest mate after isolation. So researchers had to find a way to collect ant spit. This was no easy task. Instances of trophallaxis happen quickly and are impossible to predict, making a wait-and-see approach impossible. So first, they attempted to prompt trophallaxis by feeding an ant sugar solution, but they found that the ant oral fluid might be altered by the sugar. So they anesthetized ants temporarily with carbon dioxide and then squeezed them gently to squirt out a bit of spit. Then, using mass spectrometry, they identified the components in the fluid. And they found far more than food. The ant spit contained dozens of proteins and long-chained hydrocarbons that help install the colony's signature scent on individual ants, an important signal for identification and social interactions.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.